Welcome to the Moving Past You radio show, a show about identifying, confronting, and embracing the obstacles that block and delay us in walking in our divine purpose. Each week, we delve into the complexities and rewards of walking in your purpose. Now, here's your host, Juanita Gaynor. Hello, everyone. Okay, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry for the little delay in getting to you. Tonight's guest will not be able to be on. There in Michigan and it's snowing bad and she just lost all power. And because I do have friends there, you know, I have a couple other people who lost power as well. However, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this time to really kind of go a little bit into the topic we were going to discuss today. And we will have her back to go deeper into it because I feel that it's important. And so I'm grateful to God to be able to give this background on the topic of being from broken to blessed. Let me tell you about that. From being broken to blessed, I don't think a lot of people understand the strength of brokenness, the power of being broken. I don't think a lot of people understand that in order to be blessed, you must be broken. And when you hear a lot of the stories on this this evening, as we've gone through season four, as we continue to move forward, as in your own groups and in your own circles, you hear that there's a common thread. And there is a power of being broken. And so many people will say, I don't want to be broken. I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to go through that pain. It's unavoidable. Let me say that. It's unavoidable because when you're broken, you're allowing God, you're allowing your higher being, you're allowing your spirit being to be amenable to be able to get a stronger foundation and walk in the path in which you've been given, to walk in the path of your purpose. Now, that is not the testament for everybody. You know, some people, you know, that broken phase may be quick and then you can move right into. For others, it's a little bit longer. Now, I know for me, it was longer because my trauma started young. And so it took a lot to work through and manifest through and do, you know, push through. But I had to understand that being broken was a part of the process. And I didn't always like it. I didn't always like it. I fought it. I ignored it. For many of you, if you don't know me, I make this statement and I say this and I will say this until my last breath, until God has taken me home. There is one person, and of course, there's many people that have been a part of my journey. Do not get me wrong. This one person, her obedience to God has always kept me aligned for my obedience. And that's Apostle Dr. Marilyn Porter. When God has given her something, it's always something, you know, other people, yes, benefit from it, but it was always something that God needed me to do or to put me in line. So therefore, he gave her that vision. And even if it was only for a short period of time on her end, it set myself and possibly others on the path to do what they needed to be doing. And so if you're watching or listening or, you know, listening on a replay or whatever, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the people that God has placed in your circle, your tight-knit circle, the people that he's put in your path, how every time something manifests and they're a part of it, you grow closer, your walk grows tighter, your prayer life becomes better. You know, you really hone in on your relationship with God. I want you to look at those people. Those people are the blessings. Those people are the path blazers. Like, they're going ahead of you. They're light years ahead. But there's an infinite period in time that God sets them there so that they can do what needs to be done to get you back on track. And sometimes we ignore it. And sometimes because we want to get through this healing process, you know, we want to get through this part so quick, so fast, we overlook it. See, your healing phase is a marathon. You know, we want it to be a sprint, but that's not how the thing is. Now, there's been some instances and I've seen God do it, but it's not because it had to be, you know, it was just that person, it was whatever. Sometimes God will take you through a process quickly to get you to the other side, because he knew that in your human form, once that process was done, you could not maintain here on earth. So it was to get you through, help those that are watching and you're carrying on, and then allow you to take you so that you can maintain that, you know, status. I've seen it personally happen to several, you know, people that I know, several people I've connected with, you know, on earth. It was just so hard for them. And God would just transition them quickly. And the people that was following their path and following their journey, they'd be like, oh my goodness, they were able to do it. And then they were just able to transition on. So for me and for others, we could see that it was all possible. And so what I want you to take from this is that being broken is not a bad. Like, being broken is allowing, it's like surgery. Let me do that. Let me clear that. It's like surgery. So imagine you're broken, things going on inside. It's not going to heal on its own. It's not going to come out on its own. You have to be cut open for it to come out. So there's infection, there's masses in there that shouldn't be in there. So your surgeon, they're going to prep you for surgery. Now, that prep for surgery could be immediate. You may have to have immediate surgery. Sometimes it's a matter of, okay, you're going to have surgery, but these are the things I'm going to take you through so that you're prepared for surgery. And so I say your long-term, you know, healing and the broken phase is like weight loss surgery. You know, you don't just go into there and be like, I just want to get, you know, the bariatric surgery, whatever. They're going to give you things and milestones and whatever you have to hit before you get to that initial stage to get that rectifying surgery. And then after that, there's things that you have to follow to keep up and maintain and get healthier and, you know, get smaller, you know. And then there's sometimes when there's emergency surgery where your appendix bursts and there's no choice but then to go ahead and get you in there, clean that up or whatever. But then you have a regimented thing that you have to go through to go through that healing portion so that you can continue on in your journey. I think personally, I've gone through, and I know many others have, there has been many various surgeries in this healing process. There has been some that had to be extricated immediately, and there's others, there are steady process. And so at each phase, that broken part is healed and mended. And you may look at yourself and be like, well, I can still see the crack, but that's the point of it. I know, and I'll correct if I have it mistaken. I don't know the exact art form, and I believe it's an Asian art form where they take broken pieces and they put it together with gold. And you can see the beauty of the imperfections that was once there, but it is stronger than ever because it's been fortified. It's been reinforced. There's a certain beauty in we wasn't together always. However, we now are, and we can go ahead and take on the next task. And that is what God is doing with us, is even in those broken moments, he's slowly putting us back together, you know, so that we can be the best that we can be. So that we can do the things that we want to do. You know, as a singer or creative, as I call it, when you think about the potter's house, You know, that's what he is. It says, give him the fragments of your broken life. The potter wants to put you back together again. Sometimes he has to break us, and a lot of times we break ourselves, but he still wants the pieces so that he can begin the process to put you back together again. He doesn't want you to stay broken. He doesn't want you to stay lost. He doesn't want you to stay hurting. He has this purpose and this plan for you that goes beyond anything you can imagine. And I want you to experience that. I want you to have joy in that. Some of you may say, well, you know what? I don't believe in God. Okay. I'm absolutely okay with that. I'm not going to judge you for that because I don't understand what your struggle was. But I know, you know, you may not call him God. You may call him something else. But there is an inner core being of you that knows and believes that there is a higher power, a stronger power, someone who governs your spiritual being. And I want you to take hold of that. I want you to walk through the path of healing and walk through the path of love and grace, because it's okay that you're broken. What's not okay is that you stay broken. So understand, you have to be broken in order to be blessed, in order to be healed, in order to be transformed, in order to be renewed. It's just like they always say, you don't put new wine in old wineskins. And the reason why you don't is because the old ones have been used and used to the fullest, and therefore they've been stretched and they've had all the other things in it. And so it's no longer viable for the new that has to come into it. It's not strong enough to hold it. So allow your walk, your path to be laid out. And it's going to hurt sometimes. I'm going to tell you, it's going to hurt. Sometimes for me, it still hurts. There's some things that still hurts. But it's always going to be to your benefit, to your glory. And so thank you for this quick moment. On the next week or so, we are going to have our guests back. We have, you know, everyone's safe. They're warm. And so we're going to have her come back because her story is a profound story that goes from being broken to being blessed. And it comes about with obedience. It comes about with strength. And it comes about just understanding that it's a process, you know. So I am looking forward to having her really on here because it is going to be a blessing. She has written some books. She's an amazing author, and she's really walking into the life of being blessed, even in the trials of God mending her back together in her pieces. So I want you, when we reschedule, I'll definitely let you know. But next week we'll be back on, of course, with some amazing teaching. Because you know what? It's the new year. And 2024, we're standing on business. And what I mean by that, and I don't mean what everyone's saying, oh, we're standing on business. When I say we're standing on business, we are standing on the promises that God has given us. We're standing on what we believe. We're standing on the purposes we're supposed to be walking into. We're standing on what God told us is going to happen, and we're going to walk into that. We're no longer fearful. We're no longer scared. We're no longer holding back. We're going to stand on the business and the promises of God, and that's what we're going to do. And I love you for the, I would love for you to be a part of the ride. I would love for you to be joining us, but if you don't want to, that's okay. That's okay. I'm still going to pray for you. I'm still going to want the best for you. I'm still going to be here if you need me, but I'm going to be standing on business, and I'm going to be standing on the promises of God. And I would love for you to come on board and join us, you know. So I want to thank you for joining us for this quick minute moment this evening, and join us next week as we get back into the think. Hey, This is January. This is 2024. Think about all the blessings and the wonderful things that you have coming to you. You know that I love you. I appreciate every week you allow us to be in your homes to share our beautiful, you know, women and men who are just standing on business, who are rocking out the purpose, who are out there serving. So I'll see you next week. Same time, same location. I love you much. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. It's a long weekend for many, but be blessed. Know that I love you and there is nothing you can do about it. I'll see you next week. Be blessed.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moving Past You Radio Show. Make sure to visit our website at www.movingpastyou.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you found value in the show, rate us on iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. And be sure to tune in next Friday for our next episode. And remember to always be kind in your word, your thought, and in your deed. Be blessed.